Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing for the community. And, folks, you're doing a great job. We appreciate that very much. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Pennsylvania AFL-CIO, the Kentucky AFL-CIO, and the West Virginia AFL-CIO. We appreciate all their supports. Joining us today, it's been far too long since we've had him on, Charlie Fleming, president of the Georgia AFL-CIO. Charlie, welcome back to the Union Edge.
Well, thank you, Charles. I'm glad to be back.
Brother, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. I hope all is going well with you, your staff, and all the members and your family and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, everything's well. We're working very hard, of course, as you know. We got this big congressional race today and a couple of smaller state races that are being affected by this congressional seat. So we've got a lot of folks out on the street knocking on doors, making phone calls, doing all the things that we do to try to encourage folks to go to the polls.
Charlie, now I got to ask you this question before we get any deeper into this. This has to be causing you and many other people in Georgia some internal giggle factor, yeah?
Well, I'm not sure about the giggle factor. I mean, we're really happy that we've got a candidate like John Ossoff, who's a young, bright young man who I think is going to do very well today. And if he doesn't finish the deal today, he's going to has a very good chance of winning this thing in a couple of months when the runoff takes place. He's somebody that I think people are starting to gravitize to, somebody that, is the type of Democrat that can certainly win in Georgia.
Charlie, you know, I have to believe that the Republicans believe you when you say that, simply for the fact that the President of the United States pulled the old Twitter machine out and started talking about him.
Yeah, well, and that might be a good thing for us, actually. This of course is Tom Price's old seat, and prior to Tom Price, it was Newt Gingrich's seat. And matter of fact, a Democrat hasn't won this seat since 1979. Excuse me. And President Trump only won this district by 1 percentage point against Hillary, and there's a lot of good reasons for that. This is a more wealthier district, a more educated district, and there's a lot more young folks in this district. And for all those reasons, I think John Ossoff's doing a great job and is energizing the district to vote for him.
And this is a wonderful thing all the way around. What do you think it is that got folks out? I mean,
well, I think there's certainly just the early days of Trump's presidency has really ticked off people quite a bit, and it has galvanized people to become more active. I definitely think that the Democrats in the state of Georgia are more energized than they've been in a long time. I think that John Ossoff's been able to, as I said, tap into the younger, educated electorate, and he's got them energized. And we're used to these kind of races, right? As a labor movement, we go through a process, we'll endorse somebody, and then we go to work. Well, believe me, Ossoff's campaign has over 8,000 volunteers. Every time we get in a neighborhood to knock and to talk about, to our brothers and sisters, we run into Ossoff's volunteers. So, it's going to be very interesting. I wish and hope that he will be able to get the 50% one. I think it's going to be honest, a little tough, because there's just so many candidates in the race. There's 18 in this race. There's probably 5 or 6 legitimate Republicans, and John Ossoff is going to, obviously, he's going to do extremely well in the small Democratic field. There's 5 Democrats, 12 Republicans, and then an independent. So we'll see, but there is a lot of buzzing going around, and folks are generally excited. So we got a few more hours. The early voting came out. Which we think is a great thing. More Democrats came out and early voted than Republicans. But another big factor on the early voting was more first-time voters came out and voted, and we think that's going to help Mr. Ossoff and the Democrats, quite honestly. So we'll see. But the turnout is expected to be much higher than normal. We're probably expecting 150,000 to 160,000 votes to be cast today, which would be pretty good for a special election.
Yeah, absolutely. And Charlie, I got to ask you, you know, we are we're kind of excited about this for a number of different reasons. And the more you're talking about it, the more excited I'm getting. You're saying a lot of young people are coming out. You're saying a lot of first-time voters are coming out. You're saying that Mr. Ossoff has 8,000 volunteers?
He's got 8,000 folks that have signed up to volunteer for during this campaign for him. Obviously, they're not all out there today. I mean, maybe a lot of them are, but that's how many people have signed up to do something for his campaign, whether it's to make a phone call, knock on a door, go to an event, whatever. And, you know, the labor movement, our folks, we've had consistently had 16 to 20 people in the street every day knocking on union members' doors.
Mm-hmm.
We have 4,300 union members that live in the district, but when you multiply the multiplier for union households, we're up over 8,000 folks, and we have called them all twice. We have written them. We have knocked on their doors twice, and we're really excited. And one of the things, again, about this national attention, early on, for the last 2 weeks, we've had eight folks from the IBEW out in California, a local 1245. They had 8 volunteers to come, and they've spent the last 2 weeks with our volunteers knocking on doors and making those phone calls and doing everything that we do to try to educate our members about the big difference in this race. And there is a big difference. Probably the leading Republican is a lady named Karen Handel, who used to be the Secretary of State. She didn't fulfill a term. She's run for every job, including governor in this state. And it's sort of ironic. She actually, David Perdue, the senator from the state of Georgia, said we don't need career politicians. And she's probably the leading candidate on the Republican side. And if there is a poster child for career politicians, Karen Handel is it.
There you go. There you go. Right now we're talking with Charlie Fleming, president of the Georgia AFL-CIO. Charlie, you know, I got to say, you know, you, Secretary Treasurer Robertson, the rest of your e-board staff and everybody down there, you know, hats off to you guys for working this. And, you know, I the last time you and I talked, I asked you, you know, how are you guys doing organizing-wise? How are you guys doing recruiting-wise? And you guys were up year over year. But that was a while ago. How's it going now?
Oh, it's continued. Ironically, in a state like Georgia that's so fast growing, we're up to 8 million folks in the metro area now. One of the things that hurts us as a labor movement is we're not growing fast enough, quite honestly. We are growing. We grew by 3,000 new members last year.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, the percentage of union members went down because of the state's increase of,
right,
of folks. And so, you know, it's a tough neighborhood, as we've talked about before. It's a conservative state, a red state that certainly is trending purple. And I know in my heart this state won't be red in another 10, 15 years. Hopefully it won't take that long, but the demographics are certainly changing. and you know, it's becoming more worker oriented in a lot of ways. You know, it's just the influx of newcomers to the state that have been around unions, that have been around other states where they've seen things get done. It's just not the total corporate.
Right.
Even though our governor loves to brag that this is supposed to be the number one state for business, we do have a lot of Fortune 500 companies here, but we got some bad ones and we got some good ones, and you know, we wanna work with the good ones.
Yeah, absolutely. Charlie, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. How do we find out more about the Georgia AFL-CIO?
Well, you can go to our website, georgiaafl.org, or, you know, you can just Google Georgia AFL-CIO, and I'm sure it'll all pop up. We're very excited. We've been growing both. We're in the process of restructuring our state, where we're going to put more staff out in the field. A number of our unions have been, we talked about, have been growing. The movie industry has just exploded here. There's a lot of cranes up in the metro area, and that's always a good sign when the cranes are up. Our trades are usually working, and that's the case here right now. So
absolutely,
we're appreciative. We appreciate what you guys do. You know, we got to have our voice get out there, and we don't always. We don't always do a great job, but we don't have a lot of willing partners, and that's why the work that you guys do is so important to us.
Charlie, you're very kind. We appreciate that. We'll talk to you again very soon.
Yep. Take care.
Thank you. Charlie Fleming of the Georgia AFL-CIO. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.